USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group of senators aiming to end a partial government shutdown are pushing for a temporary funding bill to get the government operating for 3 weeks. The president says he's happy Senate leaders are talking.
If they come to a reasonable agreement, I would support it. Yeah.
Even if there's no wall money? Or is it half time?
I have other alternatives if I have to.
The president has been saying he could declare a national emergency along the southern border. That, he believes, would let him shift billions of dollars in allocated money to the project. President Trump decided to call off his State of the Union address until the government shutdown is over, after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he couldn't deliver it in the House chamber until then.
What she said I thought was actually reasonable. We'll have the State of the Union when the shutdown is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
North Korea's Kim Jong-un is eager to talk again with President Trump.
State media in North Korea reporting Thursday that the leader there has said that he will, quote, wait with patience and in good faith to work towards a common goal with President Trump at a second summit. Despite Kim's seeming determination for another meeting, the two remain at odds over some fundamental issues. But in that report, Kim also expressed some great satisfaction with a recent meeting his envoy had with President Trump, who at the time said that another summit is likely sometime in late February, and then they are speculating it may be held in Vietnam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State investigators in California say the electric company there didn't cause a 2017 wildfire that killed 22 people. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
As it relates to the issue of the 22 lives lost, the 5,600 plus structures that were impacted, PG&E was found not to be liable in that instance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg spoke with certified public accountant Paul Schwartz about some of the new tax changes that are happening this year.
Well, Paul, as you begin to prepare folks' taxes this season, what are you seeing with the tax cut bill that President Trump signed into law back in 2017?
Okay, well, what we're seeing, it appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically, people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. So just as an example, if they had a $100,000 profit, they would only pay tax on $80,000. So it's a nice break and something to look forward to, and certainly should be discussed with your CPA or tax preparer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.